Today's daf is Erev and Daf Lamed Tes, and we are 6 lines from the top of Daf Lamed Tes Amid Aleph Gufa. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza, Ovadia Ben Miriam Leah, Toba Rivka Bas Vital Nechama, and Yaakov Ben Frida. Today's daf is also being learned by Ilui Nishmas Avram Ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim Ramosha Chaim. So today's daf is very much a continuation of yesterday's daf. So the main topic of yesterday's daf was Yontif HaSamach L'Shabbos. If Yontif falls out, Samach L'Shabbos, whether Yontif falls out on Friday, thus it's Samach L'Shabbos because the day after Yontif is Shabbos, or Yontif falls out on Sunday, it's Samach L'Shabbos because Yontif is the day after Shabbos. Either way, if somebody wanted to make an Erev Techumen that was going to go into effect for both Yontif and Shabbos, the question is, could he make the Erev for Yontif in one direction and the Erev for Shabbos in another direction? Could he say that I want to make an Erev for Yontif, but I don't want to make an Erev for Shabbos? I want to make the Erev for Shabbos or not make the Erev for Yontif? Meaning, can you view the Yontif and Shabbos as two completely separate days, no different than two Shabbosos, where if you wanted for Shabbos Kodesh Parashas Bereishis to make an Erev to Mizrach, and then Shabbos Kodesh Parashas Noach to make an Erev L'mayrev, that's something that you would obviously be able to do. So Yontif HaSamach L'Shabbos is two separate days, even though they're in close proximity to each other, but in Svara you can hear the argument that maybe you should be able to view them as two completely different Shabbosos as it relates to Erev Tchumen, or maybe no, being that it's Samach L'Shabbos, one goes right into the other, we look at them as one long day, so to speak, and as a result, just like you can't make an Erev for a half a day L'Mizrach and the other half a day L'Mayrev, so too you wouldn't be able to make an Erev for Yontif L'Mizrach and an Erev to Yontif L'Mayrev. So what's the halacha? The Mishnah said it's a machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer says you can slice and dice the 2 days as it relates to Tchumen. The Chachamim said you cannot. Oy ma'arev l'ruach achas, oy eina ma'arev kolikar. Oy ma'arev l'shnei yomim, oy eina ma'arev kolikar. The Gemara said, what's the hezber in the machloikis? Rabbi Eliezer holds that Yontif and Shabbos shtei kedusha is saying. The Chachamim hold Yontif and Shabbos kedusha achasi. Of course, Yontif and Shabbos are not literally the same kedusha. But as it relates to the halacha of Tchumen, do we look at these 2 days as being one Kedusha, one long day as a result? Just like you can't divide one day of Shabbos or one day of Yontif and make an Erev L'kan or L'kan, so too Yontif HaSamach L'Shabbos would be the same halacha. If you look at them as two Kedushas, so then it's like two separate Shabbosos, and the halacha would be, you would be able to divide it. So Rabbi Eliezer holds shtei Kedushas, whereas the Chachamim hold Kedusha Achas. We saw in the course of the Daf that this Machloikis, where the Yontif HaSamach L'Shabbos is viewed as Kedusha Achas or shtei Kedushas, may have implications in other areas of halacha as well. Most notably, in the sugya of Be'ah Shanol de Yontif. That's not a sugya that we're learning right now, but it's a sugya that came up on Daf Lamed Ches. It's a sugya that's going to come up again today on Daf Lamed Ches, because the sugya of Be'ah Shanol de Yontif and the sugya of Tchumen, they overlap very much as it relates to this nekuda where you have a Yontif HaSamach L'Shabbos. That was the first part of yesterday's daf. The second part was, what about, can somebody make an Erev Tchumen on Yontif for a Shabbos? So again, it's Yontif HaSamach L'Shabbos. In the first tziur, in the case of the Mishnah, in the Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, the person is making an Erev Yontif. He's making an Erev Yontif for Yontif, and he's making an Erev Yontif for Shabbos. The Erev itself is being put into effect on Erev Yontif. The question is, when I make my Erev Yontif for Yontif and then for Shabbos, could I make the two Eruvin to two different directions? That's the machloikis, Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushas. What if I didn't make an Erev on Erev Yontif and now it's Yontif, Shecholiyos be'Erev Shabbos, and tonight's going to be Shabbos? Can I go make an Erev on Yontif itself for Shabbos, or can I not? And what emerged from the sugya was that there are 3 potential reasons that maybe you wouldn't be able to do it. The first reason is the Chachamim Shita. According to the Chachamim, that Yontif and Shabbos are viewed as Kedusha Achas. So if that's the case, making an Erev on Yontif is like making an Erev Shabbos morning. Just like you can't make an Erev in the middle of the day, the Erev has to be made before Shabbos. It has to be made either at the beginning of Bein Hashmashes or at the end of Bein Hashmashes, Soif HaYom or Tchilas HaYom. But the point is, it has to go into effect in the beginning of Shabbos. He can't do it in the middle of the day. So to do it on Yontif for Shabbos, being that Yontif and Shabbos are viewed as one long day, would be the equivalent of making it in the middle of the day on Shabbos. So that wouldn't be okay. Another svar that we saw in yesterday's daf is there could be a hachana problem. Rabba, who's of course the author of Hachana the Rabba, and Darshan the Pasik, Vahoya Bayoim Hashishi Vehichinu, Chol Mechin L'Shabbos, Chol Mechin L'Yontif. But Ve'en Yontif Mechin L'Shabbos, Ve'en Shabbos Mechin L'Yontif. You're going to go ahead and make an Erev Tchumin on Yontif for Shabbos, so you're running into a hachana problem. Another svar that we saw that maybe you shouldn't be able to do this for is because there's an idea that when you make an Erev Tchumen, what you're really doing is making a kinyan. Chazal referred to Erev Tchumen as kinyan shvisa. It's a Lashon HaGemara Masechtes Beyadaf Yedzayin Amar Aleph that you can make kinyanim on Shabbos V'yantiv, and based on that, that too would pose a problem for you to be able to make a kinyan. Either way, on that note, we pick up another daf, very much part two to yesterday's part one. Gufa. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said something that we saw very much in yesterday's daf. Erev Barag L'Biyam Rishon. If somebody made an Erev Biyoim Rishon, meaning on Yontif, that's Samach L'Shabbos. So on Yontif, Friday, he went and he made an Erev. And the way he made an Erev was Beraglov, meaning he didn't place Mazon Shtei Sudois in his Makom Shvisa, but rather he physically walked to his Mazon, to his Makom Shvisa. So the Halach is Ma'arev Beraglov B'Sheni. If he wants to have an Erev in effect for the second day, he wants to have an Erev for Shabbos as well, he would have to go back the second day. The fact that he was there, Bein HaShmashes on Yontif, isn't going to help him for Shabbos. You have to go and do it again on Shabbos. Erev B'Pas B'Yom Rishon. If you make your Erev using Pas B'Yom Rishon, Ma'arev B'Pas B'Yom Sheni, you have to go and do it again on Yontif. Erev B'Pas B'Rishon. What if you made your Erev the first night, Yontif, with Pas? Ma'ariv Beraglov B'Sheni. If you would like, you can go on Shabbos now and make your Erev Beraglov. Erev Beraglov B'Rishon. If, however, you made your Erev the first night, Beraglov, here's the punchline, Ein Ma'ariv B'Pas B'Sheni. Then the halach is that on Shabbos, you wouldn't be able to make an Erev B'Pas. And the reason is, She'ein Ma'arvin B'Tchila B'Pas. A new halacha. So you now let it be Ma'ariv B'Tchila B'Pas. You can make an Erev for the second night, Yontif or Shabbos, whatever came second, using Pas. That in and of itself is not an issue. However, you could only use it with Pas if you used Pas the first night. But if the first night you made an Erev with your Raglov, and now the second night you want to be Erev with Pas, that's not something that you would be allowed to do. Now, Erev B'Pas B'Yom Rishon, Ma'arev B'Pas B'Yom Sheni, that you can do. So the issue only is if you were Ma'arev the first night be Raglov, and now the second night you want to be Ma'arev B'Pas. So what's the difference? So Amar Shmuel, Shmuel explained, U'ba'oysa HaPas. This is really all a hesber in what Rabbi Yehuda said. So Shmuel said, no, the reason you can do it in the second case is because you're reusing the pas. To reuse pas, that's okay. Ein ma'arvin betchila bepas. That you can't use. So if on Yontif you want to make an Erev for Shabbos, when it's Yontif Asamach L'Shabbos and you want to use pas, that's fine. As long as you use this pas already for an Erev. So if the first night you made an Erev and you used pas, and now the second night you want to use not just pas, but the same pas, ba'oisa pas, then the halacha is it's going to be okay. If, however, you made an Erev the first night, but you didn't use pas, or you use pas and it's a different pas, and now you want to go use pas betchila for the second night, so that's something that you wouldn't be able to do. Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi said, Dekanami, I think I have a raya from the Mishnah. Why? Diktani, the Mishnah said, Ketzad u'oisa. Remember the Mishnah's case where somebody was ma'arim miyantav l'Shabbos? So the Mishnah at the very end said, what should the person do? Ma'licha berishoin, u'mach shechalav. If Yontif falls out before Shabbos, so on Yontif, Bein HaShmashes, bring your Erev to your Makom Shvisa. Spend Bein HaShmashes there. The night I take it back home. Uvaloi. B'Sheni. And then the next night, do it again. Mach Shechala V'Eichloi. Uvaloi. What does it sound like? It sounds like you should bring back the same pass. Why did the Mishnah say bring back the same pass? Why does it have to be the same pass? Now, why did the Mishnah have to tell us what to do? Did it have to be the same pass? Look who or not? Oh, it must be. The reason it has to be the same pass is because there's a halacha. There's a halacha of Ein Ma'arvin B'Tchila B'Pas. And that's why the Mishnah said it has to be the same pass. So Rav Ashi said that even though it never said before in the Mishnah that if you're going to be Ma'arif, first night, second night, pass, you need that the pass should be the same pass because it's a halacha that on Yontif itself, in Ma'arvin B'Tchila B'Pas, even though it's not Mefurish, but Rav Ashi said what he often did. Deka Nami Masnisan. Rav Ashi often brought diyukim from Mishnayos to support things that were mafurish and brises, or things that the Amiram said. They said that from the Mishnah, it's certainly mashma that way. Because the Mishnah says, Ketzer the Oisa gives me a whole story that I should put the pass, bring it home, then bring it back. What am I bringing it back for? Well, why do we have to go into so much detail? Does it matter if I bring a different challah? No, must be, because it's a halacha. Because being that I'm making this Erev now on Yontif for Shabbos, there's a din of Eima Arvin Betchila Bepasa. Rav Ashi said, L'chur, you have a dirik from the Mishnah. Now, what's the svara? Why would it be an issue of Ein Ma'arvin B'tchila B'pas? Rashi spoke out in the Sugya, Dibra Maskel She'ein Ma'arvin B'tchila B'pas, Miyantef L'Shabbos, Mishum Hachana, Dekari Le'hashto Shem Erev. The reason this is a problem is because of Hachana D'Rava. Because the halach is, he now would be making Miyantef L'Shabbos. And by you taking pas and giving it a Chaloy Shem Erev, that's considered preparing for Shabbos. So the reason you're not allowed to do it is because it's a Hachana problem. It's with that Rashi that you can understand the next line. It says, the Gemara V'Rabbana. So what's the Gemara's kasha v'rabbanon? Zok Rashi, that being that I explained that the reason ein ma'arvin betchila bepas is because of achana, the Gemara in the bottom of Lamed Ches and the base, again, Lamed Ches is a hemshech of Lamed Ches. The Gemara over there, after Abaya introduces halacha of Hachana, so the Gemara said, Amalei Abaya. Abaya came to him with a question, and then Amalei Rabbi Bar Avchanan, and Rabbi Avchanan came with another question, and it seems that not all the Amiram agreed with Rabbi's premise. Not everyone agreed with this issue of Hachana the Rabbi. So what's the Gemara's kasha? That if Rav Ashi has a good deal from the Mishnah, that Ein Ma'arvin Betchila Bepas, and the reason must be because there's a Hachana problem, because if you're taking pas, that's just an ordinary piece of bread, and you're now giving it a Shem Erev, you're using it for your Erev Tchumen, and you're doing it on Yontif for Shabbos, so you're being making the Yontif for Shabbos, so had the other Amiram learn the Mishnah. They could argue with Rabbah, Abaya, it's his Rebbe, Beseder. You could argue with Rabbah, but you can't argue with a Mishnah, and if there's a deal from the Mishnah, then l'chura freit the Gemara v'rabbanon, right? It's a one word, b'lashim bimia, but that's the question. So Teretz is, d'ma hasam eitzat ha'vik ha'mashmolam. Shana, the Mishnah is the way we explain the Mishnah when we learned it and when we've seen it already a few times. Mishnah is not necessarily telling me a halacha that it has to be the same pas. Mishnah is giving me an eitzat ha'vik. You don't want to use a different piece of bread and you don't want to leave it there either because you're afraid that it may get lost. So the Mishnah gave me an eitzat, but it doesn't necessarily mean that the Mishnah is telling me a halacha. Either way. So the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Ches, and really the entire sugya of Daf Lamed Ches, was discussing Yontif that was Samuch L'Shabbos, where a person wants to make an Erev for Yontif, he wants to make an Erev for Shabbos, and the question is, could he divide the two Eruvim? Could he make his Erev for Yontif in one direction, and could he make his Erev for Shabbos in another direction? And the question was, Yontif and Shabbos, do we look at these 2 days as being Kedusha Achas, that was the Chachamim Shita, or do we look at them as being Shtei Kedushas, that was the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer? The Gemara now is going to discuss another halacha, very much me'inyin le'inyin ba'isayinyin, but the 2 days of Kedusha that the Mishnah is going to discuss is not Yontif HaSamach L'Shabbos, but rather it's 2 days Yontif, specifically the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah. And really, in order to appreciate the Mishnah that we're about to learn, we need to have an understanding of something that we already know, but we have to understand a little bit more on an academic level. There's one Yontif in Eretz Yisrael that's kept for 2 days, and that is the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah. In Chutz Laretz, we have 2 days Shavuos, 2 days Sukkot, 2 days Pesach, and Eretz Yisrael, it's only 1 day. It's 2 days in Yontif, that's why it's known as Yontif Sheni Shel Galus. The only Yontif that you have 2 days, even in Eretz Yisrael, is the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah. And the truth is that Midday Raisa, Rosh Hashanah is 1 day. Just like Shavuos is 1 day, Rosh Hashanah is also 1 day. Yom Kippur is 1 day. It says in the Torah that Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, there's a Yontif called Rosh Hashanah. So why is it that there's 2 days Yontif on Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael? Why is it that all the other Yomim Tovim do not have 2 days, but only 1 day in Eretz Yisrael? And the truth is, why is it that in Chutz La'aretz we have 2 days Yontif? The answer is very simple. Because once upon a time, Rosh Chodesh wasn't determined based on the calendar, but rather Rosh Chodesh was determined based on two Edim walking into Beis Din and telling Beis Din that we saw the Moilad, we saw the new moon. And based on the testimony of these two Edim, Beis Din would go ahead and they would paskin when it should be Rosh Chodesh. Unless two Edim walked into Beis Din and they told Beis Din that we saw the new moon, it couldn't be Rosh Chodesh. So Rosh Chodesh wasn't fixed. There was no calendar, there was no app that told you when Rosh Chodesh was. Rosh Chodesh was something that happened based on a psak of Beis Din. Beis Din would convene, a Beis Din has to be b'shloisha. The sugis of Beis Din that are discussed in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah that deal with the laws of Rosh Chodesh. This is something, incidentally, that went on even past Churban Beis HaMikdash. For a very, very long time, we were mekadesh the Chodesh al pi ri'iyah, where two Edim would walk into Beis Din and they would testify, they would tell Beis Din, we saw the new moon, and based on that, Beis Din would decide when it should be Rosh Chodesh. Now, the truth is that the Moilad appears on one of two days. Either on the 30th day of the month, or on the 31st day of the month, meaning the Moilad relative to when the previous Moilad had shown up. And it's usually going to be either on day 30, or it's going to be on day 31. If it shows up on day 30, day 30 is going to be Rosh Chodesh, which means the previous month, in hindsight, will have been 29 days. If the Moilad is seen and the Edus was told to Beis Din on day 31, so it's going to come out that day 31 was Rosh Chodesh, which means that the previous month will have ended up being 30 days. That's why there's a concept of a Chodesh Mole and a Chodesh Chaser. A Chodesh Chaser is when it was 29 days. When the Moilid was seen on the 30th day, the Edom walked into Beis Din, they testified on the 30th day. Rosh Chodesh is the 30th day, which means that it's already the new month. The previous month only had 29 days. A Chodesh is Mole when the Chodesh or the Moilid was seen on the 31st day. The 31st day became Rosh Chodesh, which means that the previous month ended up being 30 days. Which means that if you live far away from Beis Din, you lived far away from the Lishkas HaGazis, which is where all of this went down, you lived far away from Yerushalayim, in a world where we didn't have, you know, means of communication like we have today, it's very possible you wouldn't know when Rosh Chodesh was. Okay, so you don't know when Rosh Chodesh is. Seder. You know what the real problem is? If you don't know when it's Rosh Chodesh, you may not know when it's Yontif. Because when's Sukkot? Sukkot is Tesvav Tishrei. It's the 15th day of the month of Tishrei. When's Pesach? It's Tesvav Nisan. It's the 15th day of the month of Nisan. When's Yom Kippur? It's Yom Tishrei. It's the 10th day of the month of Tishrei. So if you live far away from Yerushalayim and you don't know, was this a Chodesh Mali? Was this a Chodesh Chaser? You don't know when Rosh Chodesh is. You don't know when Rosh Chodesh is. You don't know when Yontif is. And because of that, it posed a very, very big problem. So once upon a time, Beis Din had an eitzah of how they would try informing the people that lived in the galus, but then mishakilkalu tzedukim v'habaisusim. This ended up being a problem, and the chachamim said, "There's nothing we can do. We have no choice." And you know, we are going to have to say that any yid that's living a chutz laaretz bid the less breira, not because this is something that we're encouraging, not because it's something that we're necessarily happy about. But we don't have a choice. This is a practical situation that we have. Every single yid that lives in chutz laaretz should keep 2 days yontif. You keep 2 days yontif, so mamanavshach, you have it right. Meaning you keep yontif as if the previous month was a chodesh chaser, and you keep yontif as if the previous month was a chodesh mole. You keep yontif as if Rosh Chodesh was on day 30. You keep yontif as if Rosh Chodesh was on day 31. So assuming it's day 30, when is Pesach? Assuming it's day 31, when is Pesach? It's only 2 days. So you'll end up having, instead of 1 day yontif, 2 days yontif. And it's for that reason we have the institution known as Yontif Sheni Shel Galus. This was only negeya outside of Eretz Yisrael, because within Eretz Yisrael, by the time yontif rolled around, everybody knew, right? 2 weeks till yontif. So there was enough time to notify people to know when exactly Yontif was. But in Chutz Laaretz, there were places where not everybody knew. So the Chachamim made a takana. They said that this is the way it should be. Now, the truth is today, this is really not Negeya, because today we have a calendar anyways. We're not Mekadosh, the Chodesh Al Piriyah, but that's the Gemara we mentioned yesterday. The Gemara in the first parak of Masechtas Beah, Mino Gaviseinu Biodeinu, and being that this is the way it once was, this is the way it continues to be. But that's the basic concept of Yontif Sheni Shel Galus, and that's why there's Yontif Sheni Shel Galus in Chutz Laaretz, and there's no Yontif Sheni Shel Galus in Eretz Yisrael. But there's one yontif that's an anomaly in this whole discussion, and that is the yontif of Rosh Hashanah. And the reason Rosh Hashanah is an anomaly is because Rosh Hashanah falls out on Rosh Chodesh. It's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. It's the first day of the month. And because it's the first day of the month, the issue of knowing whether today's Rosh Hashanah or not Rosh Hashanah didn't only affect the Yidden that were living in Chutz Laaretz, it affected the Yidden that were living in Eretz Yisrael as well. Because if you're a Toshav in Yerushalayim, you're a Kodesh. And tonight is supposed to be Rosh Hashanah. Or maybe it's not going to be Rosh Hashanah. I have no idea. Really, what is it going to depend on? It's going to depend on what happens tomorrow. Tomorrow, are Edom going to show up? Are they not going to show up? If the Edom show up, so Igloy Milsalem Afreya, that today was Rosh Hashanah. If the Edom are not going to show up, so it's going to come out. No, today's a regular Yom Chol. It's the last day of Chodesh Elul. It's still Elul, but it's not Rosh Hashanah. So then tomorrow's really supposed to be Rosh Hashanah. So this predicament, this quandary that the B'nai Chutz La'aretz had with regards to every single Yontif, this was an issue. This was an issue with regards to Rosh Hashanah as well. This was a problem in Rosh Hashanah, for Rosh Hashanah, even for the Yidden that were living in Yerushalayim. And the truth is that if you go through the sugya Masechtas Beis, and it's beyond the scope of what we have time to do and really what we need to do, unless you want to really understand today's daf, but just for a basic Havana, we don't have to go into the detail of how this developed. But there were several iterations of how Chazal said the Yidden should treat Rosh Hashanah. Initially, what they said was, let's just wait around. We'll find out what happens. So the first night, you're going to go to shul, and you're going to daven as if it's Rosh Hashanah, without really knowing if it's Rosh Hashanah, but you have to play it safe. So you're going to assume it's Rosh Hashanah, and the next day, we're going to see how it plays out. If Edom come, so okay, then it's Rosh Hashanah. You just finished the day, it's Rosh Hashanah. If Edom don't show up, then it's going to be a problem. The Gemara says that at some point, this became a little bit of an issue, because once upon a time, there was a Maisa Shahaya, Kachaya, where the Edom didn't show up, and it was getting really, really late into the day. It was ready after the Tomet Shel Bein Arbayim. It was so late in the day, and everybody assumed that there's no way Edom are showing up. And when they brought the Tomet Shel Bein Arbayim, and they came time to sing Shira, they sang a Vach in the Geshira, because they were positive Edom weren't going to show up, and then Edom showed up. So the Chachamim said that, you know, we have a new halacha. We're not going to be Mekabel Edus on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei min HaMincha Ulamayla. Because otherwise, we may run into this issue again, where Edom are going to show up, we're going to be Mekabel the Raiders, it's going to be Rosh Hashanah, and we sang the wrong Shira. We sang a Shira Shel Chayil. So you see how chomer it is not to sing the wrong Shira. That chomer went ahead, and they said that we're not going to be Mekabel Edus min HaMincha Lamayla. So what would happen if Edom came in HaMincha Lamayla? This is a very important point in terms of understanding Rosh Hashanah. Very important point. So what did the Chachamim do? They said that if Edom show up in a mincha l'mailu, we tell them, I'm sorry, we can't be mekabel your testimony. I mean, you'll come back tomorrow. We mekabel your testimony tomorrow. So what do you do today? Do you keep Rosh Hashanah today? You don't keep Rosh Hashanah today. You know the Edom are going to end up coming tomorrow. They really saw today, but you weren't mekabel the Raiders. If you weren't mekabel the Raiders, it's technically not Rosh Hashanah today. So Chachamim said, keep it as Rosh Hashanah today. Let today be Rosh Hashanah and let tomorrow be Rosh Hashanah. Either way, this is the reason that Rosh Hashanah is observed 2 days, even in Eretz Yisrael, Maishna Rosh Hashanah mi Pesach, Maishna Rosh Hashanah mi Shavuos and mi Sukkos. The reason is, the difference is very simple. Rosh Hashanah, there was confusion even in Eretz Yisrael. And because there was confusion even in Eretz Yisrael, so the same takana that the Chachamim made for the Bnei Chutz La'aretz, known as Yontif Sheni Shel Galuyos, Chachamim went ahead and they said that this will be true for the Yidden that are living in Eretz Yisrael. But there's one very important knitch, and that is as follows, that we mention that at one point, and again, this evolved with time, there were several different versions of how the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael was supposed to treat Rosh Hashanah. Mishchar Beis HaMikdash, there was the Takanas Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, in the first parak of Masechtas Beis, Daftal, Daftei, that's where the Gemara talks about this. But there's one very important point, and that is that when the Chachamim said that if Edom would come in HaMincha L'mailo, we would not be Mekabel their testimony, still, you have to keep the first day as Rosh Hashanah, and obviously we'll be mekabel the testimony of the Edom the second day, and we'll keep the second day as Rosh Hashanah as well. Essentially, what the Chachamim was saying is that even though right now we really shouldn't have a safek, because no safek, let the Edom walk in, let them say what they have to say, today will be Rosh Hashanah, and tomorrow is Os Yontif, Tzayim Gedalia. Afal Pikein, Chachamim said, no, we're going to keep the 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Chazal saw in that something very fascinating. And that is that Chachamim were willing to entertain that Rosh Hashanah should be 2 days, even where really there's no Safek. It was based on the Takana, because they were worried that maybe there'll be a Kilkel in the Shir. But at the end of the day, the Chachamim were willing The Chachamim were willing to say that there should be 2 days Yontif, not Beteres Safik, but there should be 2 days Yontif, Beteres Vada. And it's for that reason Chazal saw in that maybe the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are a little different than an ordinary 2 day Yontif. And the way we look at the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is not, I'm not sure which day is Yontif, Melem Safik, I'm going to keep 1 day Yontif. Forget the raid from the end of yesterday's daf for now. But not that, I'm not sure it's today Yontif, it's today Yontif. I live in Chutz Laaretz, I live in the United States of America. It's going to take a long time till I get the memo from Yerushalayim to find out when exactly was Yontif. Some Misafik, I'm going to keep 2 days. Even though I know it's only 1 day, but myself, I'm going to keep 2 days. Over here was a little bit different. Over here, there was a tkufa where the Chachamim said, Beteres Vada, you should keep 2 days Yontif. And that's why the 2 days Yontif for Rosh Hashanah were always treated differently than the 2 days Yontif of Yontif Sheni Shagalis. And that's why we have what we know as Yom Ma'arichta. What does it mean, Yom Ma'arichta? Yom Ma'arichta is the taich that we don't look at it as one of the 2 days is Yontif, I don't know which. Both of the days are Yontif. What do you mean? Yontif's only supposed to be 1 day. Yeah, it's one long day. It together of Yom Ma'arichta is because it's clear, at least in at some point, the Chachamim flipped the switch in terms of their understanding and said that even if I know B'Torah's Vaday, that tomorrow's Rosh Hashanah, today's going to be Rosh Hashanah as well. What's the there's no suffix. So it can't be it's only me suffix. The Teretz is B'Teres Vada, both days are going to be Rosh Hashanah. Another fascinating thing is, can you imagine going to shul the first night, Rosh Hashanah? I mean, you have your machzeh, it's Rosh Hashanah, it's the Yom Adin, and your mamish, you're davening, and it could be you're already holding the Sana Toikif the next day, you daven Vasikin, for sure, and you have no idea if it's Rosh Hashanah or not. It's such an interesting idea from a psychological perspective. Like, you want to invest and be all in Rosh Hashanah. Malchiyas, Achroinus, Shoifres, the and like in back of your mind, it might not even be Rosh Hashanah. But either way, with that backdrop, understanding the Rosh Hashanah is a little bit different because of the evolution of how the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah came about, because of the fact that Rosh Hashanah you keep 2 days, not only Chutz Laaretz, but even in Eretz Yisrael, and even when there is no Safek, because there was a Tkufa, or at least certain scenarios where there was no Safek, and still Chazal said you should keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah, and it's for that reason it's an idea of Yom Ma'arichta. So the Gemara now is going to introduce the concept of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Ma'arichta to the sugyas of Masechta Erevin. So this is where Erevin meets Rosh Hashanah. Very apropos. Zok de Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rosh Hashanah shayu yari shemetes aber. A person was concerned, he wasn't sure whether there was going to be 1 day Rosh Hashanah or there was going to be 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So if you take a look at Tosfos, Dibra Maskil, Iyat HaMoedim, we're not going to go into this, but Tosfos over there discusses at what kufa, at what point in the evolution of the 2 days Rosh Hashanah is this Mishnah referring to. But the point is, this is a person who's yare. He seems to be concerned. He's not sure if Rosh Hashanah is going to be 1 day or it's going to be 2 days. The point is, 1 day Rosh Hashanah, this is really what we need. He needs to go to the Mizrach, and the other day Rosh Hashanah, he needs to go to the Ma'ariv. So the halacha is like this: Ma'ariv Adam Shnei Eruvim, you can make 2 Eruvim. And you could say Eruvim Berishon LeMizrach. First day I want my Eruv to be to the Mizrach. B'Sheni LeMa'ariv. The second day I want it to be the Ma'ariv. Berishon LeMa'ariv. First day I want it to be the Ma'ariv. B'Sheni LeMizrach. Second day I want it to be the Mizrach. Eruvim Berishon, I want an Eruv the first day. B'Sheni Kibnei Yiri. Second day I don't want an Eruv at all. Eruvim B'Sheni, I want an Eruv on the second. Berishon Kibnei Yiri. The first day I don't want to have an Eruv. Meaning, what Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Eliezer Shita. What Rabbi Eliezer said in the Mishnah regarding a Yontif HaSamach L'Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda said with regards to the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Zok de Gemara, v'loi hoidu loi chachamim. Chachamim war amoida. Zok de Gemara, v'oid amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, another halacha. Now the truth is, before we go weiter, what would you say is the hezber and the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the chachamim? So we have a machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the chachamim. 2 days Rosh Hashanah, do you view it, can you slice and dice it as it relates to Tchumen or not? Of course, the Esben the Machlekes is, we learned Taflamet Ches already, we're holding knee deep in the Sogya. Do you look at the 2 days Rosh Hashanah as Shtei Kedushais? Or do you look at the 2 days Rosh Hashanah as being Kedusha Achas? Lehoidu lechachamim, because it's Kedusha Achas. If Yontif and Shabbos is Kedusha Achas, the 2 days Rosh Hashanah, where you have a Svar of Yom Ha'arichta, like we mentioned earlier, would certainly be Kedusha Achas. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? So we'll see in the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the 2 days Rosh Hashanah is treated really the same way as any 2 day Yontif. And that is, it's a suffix which day is Rosh Hashanah. I don't know if today's Rosh Hashanah or tomorrow's Rosh Hashanah. They're not really both Rosh Hashanah. Yom Ma'arichta. No. They're not both Rosh Hashanah. One of the 2 days is Rosh Hashanah. So being that one of the 2 days is Rosh Hashanah, it's not Kedusha Achas at the very least. And if it's not Kedusha Achas, there's no reason you can't make an Erev on 1 day L'Mizrach and an Erev on the other day of Ma'ariv. So it's with that understanding, that's how you appreciate the next lines of the Mishnah. That the Yisoyed of Rabbi Yehuda is Shtei Kedusha. He says, Oidam Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, another Halacha Masa, the Malka Kala B'Yantiv Rishon. A person can take a Kalkala, a basket of fruit, on the first day Yantiv, for Oichla B'Sheni, and eat it on the second day Yantiv. So the Gemara is going to explain this on Amid Beis, but Pasha, what it means is somebody had a Kalkala of Peiros that was Tevel. You're not going to be Mafish Trumas or Maisus on Yantiv. Can't do it on Yantiv Rishon. You can't do it on Yantiv Sheni either. So the question is there any eitzah for this person to eat his peiros, specifically on the 2 days Rosh Hashanah? So Rabbi Yehuda said, yeah, there's a way to do it. You know what you can do? You can be mafresh trumas and maisus on the first day Yantiv, Allah tonight. What you say is as follows. If today is choil, so I'm not really being mafresh trumas and maisus. Then I'm being mafresh trumas and maisus. I'm being mafresh trumas and maisus, not a problem. It's choil, it's a weekday. If today is Yantiv, then I'm not really being mafresh trumas and maisus. You can't eat it the first day. The second day, you do the same thing again. You take the same peiros. You say that if yesterday was chol, so yesterday I was already mafresh shumas and maisers. Now I don't have to be mafresh shumas and maisers. If yesterday was yontif, then today is chol. So now I'll be mafresh shumas and maisers, and then you can go ahead and eat the rest of the peiros. Why? Because you can't be mafresh shumas and maisers on yontif. But once I was mafresh on both days, and I know one of the 2 days is chol, all I need to do is add some verbiage. I need a good Jewish attorney to help me with the language, so Mamonav Shach, I can make a Tanai. One of the 2 days was Chayil. It's like this, I'm able to make it work. So this is the same Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Shtei Kedushas, I don't look at it as a Yom HaRichta. So only one of the 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So just like I can make an Erev Tchumen for the first Rosh Hashanah L'Mitzvah, the second day Rosh Hashanah L'Mayrev, this is another thing that I can do. V'chein, a third thing Rabbi Yehuda said was, Be'eshen Al-Dabir Rishon, Te'yachel B'Sheni, Be'eshen Al-Dabir Yantif. We pass him like Be'eshelo, Da'alach is he not allowed to eat it. The Gemara gives a bunch of reasons in the beginning of Masechtas Be'ah, why not? But Be'ah Shanal to be Yantif is something you're not letting. What if a Be'ah was not on the first day Rosh Hashanah? Could I eat it on the second day Rosh Hashanah? So Rabbi Yehuda said, yeah. Why could you eat it on the second day Rosh Hashanah? Because it's the same amount of Shach. If the first day is Chayil, so it's not a Be'ah Shanal to be Yantif. And if the first day is Yantif, then the second day is Chayil. So Be'ah Shanal to be Yantif. I'm not letting it eat on Yantif. I'm allowed to eat it after Yantif. So these were three examples, three nafkaminois of one shita, Rabbi Yehuda's shita, that the 2 days Rosh Hashanah are viewed as shtei kedushas. What Rabbi Eliezer said regarding Yantif Asamach L'Shabbos in the Mishnah on Lamed Ches, Rabbi Yehuda saying regarding the 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Zok the Mishnah, Bavaloi hoidu loy chachamim. However, the chachamim were not moida to Rabbi Yehuda with regards to these halachas either. Rabbi Doisman, who can say, Rabbi Doisman, who can say, if somebody's asking for the Amid of Rosh Hashanah, Oimer should say as follows. Hachlitzenu Hashem alikenu. As Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh, Hakadosh Baruch Hu strengthen us on Rosh Chodesh. In my Yom of the Machar, right? The Baal Tefillah should say, I'm not sure, man. Maybe today's not Yom. If it's today, then today. If it's tomorrow, it's not breeding a lot of self confidence in the oil. But either if it's today or it's tomorrow, that's what you should Machar Roimen. Then tomorrow you should say, In my Yom Emesh. I don't know if today is Yom Tov or yesterday was Yom Tov. Either way, but the Yom Tov Chachamim here too. The Chachamim were not Moedas. Zok the Gemara. We had a whole bunch of halachas regarding 2 days Rosh Hashanah. We had it in Negeya Tchumen. We had in Negeya be mafresh trumas and maisres, be'ish and all the biyantif, and even the nusach of the Baal Tefillah when he davens for the Yomid on Rosh Hashanah. Either way, that was consistent. Chachamim did not agree with anything mentioned in the Mishnah. So the Gemara, man, who are these chachamim that were moed? Amar Rav. Rav said, Rav Yosi. It's the Tanya Rav Yosi. Tanya went to the Bais. Moed the Chachamim of Rav Eliezer. The Chachamim were moed to Rav Eliezer. Berosh Hashanah. Shayayari Shemet Tesaber. Ma'arav Adam Shnei Ruven. Meaning, the Chachamim who argued for Rav Eliezer in the Mishnah Daf Lamed Ches. That's a Yontif Asamot Chashabes. You can't be Ma'arav one day L'Mizrach and one day L'Ma'arav. But those Chachamim, not the Chachamim of Lamed Ches. The Chachamim of Lamed Ches, not the same Chacham. The Chachamim of Daf Lamed Ches, who argued with Rabbi Eliezer, were moed on the 2 days Rosh Hashanah. That for Omer, you could say, Eruvi Berishon L'Mizrach U'B'Sheni L'Mayer. Berishon L'Mayer U'B'Sheni L'Mizrach. Eruvi Berishon U'B'Sheni Kibnei Iri. Eruvi B'Sheni U'Berishon Kibnei Iri. Who are these Chachamim that are moed to Rabbi Eliezer? It's Rabbi Yehuda. This was the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. In this Braisa, we have more information than we have in the Mishnah, as we almost always do. Rabbi Yossi, Oyser. Oh, Rabbi Yossi is Oyser. So, talk to Gemara, man loy hoiduloy. Who is the Chachamim of the Mishnah, Daf Lametes? It's Rabbi Yossi. It's Rabbi Yossi. Zokta Gemara. In the Braisa continues and says, Amalem Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi told the Chachamim, Yatem moedim, aren't you moed to me? Meaning, what's the yisoid of the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda? Shtei kedushas. What's the yisoid of the sheet of Rabbi Yossi? Kedusha achas. Why would you hold kedusha achas on 2 days Rosh Hashanah? Yoy ma'richta, like we spoke at in the lengthy introduction. So Rabbi Yossi told the Chacham, I understand. Aren't you moedish and bo edim and amin chulam ayla? Shenoyegim oisei ayoyim kodesh olam ocha kodesh. What would be if edim came and amin chulam ayla? We tell the edim, wait until tomorrow. Either way, tomorrow's going to be Yontif, because then the Edom are going to be Mekadosh to Chodesh, Al Pi Bezdin, and today we're also going to keep it Rosh Chodesh. So what do you see from here? That there's an idea of keeping the 2 days B'Teres Vaday, which is the basis of Yom HaRichta. So you see, it's a Kedusha Achas, right? This is all what we spoke at in the introduction. So the Gemara, for Rabbanon, Hasam Ki Echi, the Rabbanon are going to tell you, meaning Rabbi Yehuda, the Chach, is going to say, then no, I disagree. Really, it's only 1 day Yontif, and it's a suffix which day is Yontif. And in that case, where the Edom came, we're not mekabel the Edus men amin chalamayla, so we're going to be mekabel them tomorrow, which means tomorrow is going to be Yontif. Then why today are we keeping Yontif? Just because if you're not going to keep today's Yontif, then you know what's going to happen? People in the future, the first day Yontif, they're going to start keeping Yontif, but maybe they're not going to keep Yontif. They'll be mezalzel, because like we said earlier, in back of their mind, I'm not sure it is Yontif, it's not Yontif. So like this, the Chachamim said, keep it as Yontif, but not because it's Vada Yontif, not because it's some super duper lamdis called Kedusha Achasi. There's no such lamdis. Either way, the Mishnah said that this halach of Rabbi Yehuda, that in 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, treated as Shtei Kedushos, it's Negeya, Hilchas Erevin, Eruvet Chumen, which is why we're learning it here in Perek Bakol Ma'arv in the third paragraph of Mesachta Zerevin. But we saw it's Negeya two other places as well. Where else is it Negeya? It's Negeya if somebody has Tevel, he wants to be Ma'aser his Tevel, can't do it on Yontif, but on the 2 days Rosh Hashanah, you could do it with a Tanai. You be Mafreshin on the first day, Mafreshin on the second day, and you make a Tanai on both days, like this month of Shach, you get it done. And the third thing, where it was Negeya, was a Be'ya Shinol de Beyontif, where the halacha is that if it was no the bezeh, it's going to be muteris lozeh. And the yisoid of all three halachas is the same. Shtei kedushas. So the Gemara's question is, why do I need the same halacha three times? Essentially, we're just repeating the same halacha three times. You need it three times. Yes, mean Rosh Hashanah, because had we only had the halacha by us, I would have thought, behot, not Rosh Hashanah. The Bach changes the gears to Reisha. All the halachas are talking about Rosh Hashanah. Yes, mean a Reisha. Welcome, Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum, Lekav, and Midi. Because over there, you're not really doing anything on Yontif itself. Right? You didn't do anything on Yontif. You made the Erev, Erev Yontif. The case was, Erev Yontif, you made the Erev for the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Being that you didn't do anything on Yontif, so maybe over there, we're Mekal. Aval Kulkalo. But if you want to be Mafis, Shumas, and Maisis on Yontif, using a Maman of Shach, the Mexican Mesakin Tivla, that looks like you're doing something wrong. Now you're not doing something wrong, because you have a chap with a Tanai. But at the end of the day, it doesn't look good. The optics are awful. So being that it's Mexican Mesakin Tivla, so based on that, you would think it's not okay. Because at the end of the day, there's no good reason to answer it. Maybe it doesn't look good. But the Gemara is okay with that. Avol beya, but beya should not be yontif. There's two reasons why the Chacham maybe should have been machmir. Number one, mishum peiris anoshim. The halach is that if a peiri falls off a tree, you're not allowed to benefit from that tree on yontif. And the reason is because of a gzeres chazal. A beya should not is similar to a fruit that fell off a tree. And if you're going to allow peiris should not be yontif on the first day. For the second day, Paris Hanoichim on the first day, maybe you'd be mad to the second day as well. And that's not mutter. Umishum Mashkin Shazavu. Additionally, we learned this in detail in Masechta Shabbos. Mashkin that by itself oozes out of a fruit. That was one of the real hard Gemaras in the end of Masechta Shabbos. So it's a whole machlikis tanaim, whether it's mutter, gzeir, mishum schita. There too, it's a problem. And if Mashkin are Yoitz on the first day Yontif, it's going to be a problem on the second day Yontif. So Be'ish and is very similar to Mashkin Shezavu. So Ema Moedelu L'Rabbanon. You would think that maybe Rabbi Yudas Moedelu L'Rabbanon Tzrichas, for that reason, each one has its own Chiddush, and that's why it had to be mentioned. Incidentally, in the beginning of Masechtas Be'ya, the Gemara asks, what's Pshanim Be'isol that holds a Be'ish and Olde B'Yontif as Aser? What's wrong with a Be'ish and Olde B'Yontif? What's the big deal? So of course, the classic answer is Muktzah. That's why the Sugya Muktzah is the first Sugya in Masechtas Be'ya. But the Gemara gives many reasons. Two of the reasons that the Gemara gives is one, Mishum Peiris HaNoishim, and two, Mishum Mashkin Shazavu. So the Gemara in the beginning of Be'ya already equated a Be'ya Shenolda to Peiris HaNoishim and to Mashkin Shazavu. Either way, in this Sugya, it's being used as a Neufach to explain why Rabbi Yehuda had to speak this out. Tanya Ketzeram Rabbi Yehuda Masa Adam Alkal Kol B'Yantav Rishon V'Eichel B'Sheini. So one of the Nafkaminas of Rabbi Yehuda holding that 2 days Rosh Hashanah are treated as Shtei Kedushos is that if a person has a Kolkola Peiros, he wasn't Mafres Trumas and Maishas before Yontif, he could do it on Yontif the first day, then do it the second day, make a Tanai, and he can make it work. So what's an example of how this works? So the Gemara is just going to speak out what we already spoke out. If someone had two Kolkolos shall tavel in front of him, Omer, he can say, today's a weekday, meaning then tomorrow's Yontif, I want to be Mafis Truma. And then he says, if today is Yontif, meaning tomorrow's the weekday, then what I said is nothing.
Mafresh truma, maybe. Umenicha, and he puts it aside. Lamachar, tomorrow, it does the same thing. Oymer says, Ima yom choyl, if today is a weekday, tezu truma. Alzu, the same thing that he was mafresh as truma yesterday is mafresh again today. Vima yom kaidish, and if today is kaidish, ain't bedvari klum, then today I'm doing nothing. But yesterday I was already mafresh. Rabbi Yossi was oyser. We saw that in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Chachamim oyserim, man chachamim Rabbi Yossi. This braisa, again, is a little more mefurish than is the Mishnah. The Mishnah just said the Chachamim, could have been anyone. In the braisa, we see it's Rabbi Yossi. We had the first braisa that Rabbi Yossi is the one that was oyser as it relates to Tchumen, and here it's again Rabbi Yossi who's arguing regarding the Kolkol. It's Rabbi Yossi l'shitasai. So either way, the braisa says Rabbi Yossi oyser. V'chein hoyer Rabbi Yossi oyser. This next line is important. Rabbi Yossi used to say it's aser b'shnei yamim tovim shel galis. Not only 2 days Rosh Hashanah, but Rabbi Yossi was oyser b'shnei yamim tovim shel galis. And this is already a little bit of a chiddush, because bishleim of the 2 days Rosh Hashanah, Kedusha Achas, Yom Arichta. But 2 days of Yontiv Shal Galiyos, there's no Svar of Yom Arichta there. But based on the Lashon of the Braisa that the Gemara just brought, it would seem that Rabbi Yossi's Halacha of Kedusha Achas was said not only by 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, but it was said with regards to 2 days of Yontiv as well. But as we're about to see, the Gemara is going to question whether, in fact, this is a proper Gersa. But for now, Rabbi Yossi, that was Oyser in the Mishnah, V'chein hoyer Rabbi Yossi Oyser, B'shnei yomim toivim shal gali. Zok the Gemara, Hu bar tavya, the asa lebe reish kalusa de itzid. There was a tzvi, a deer, a hersh, that was captured on Yontif Rishon shal galiyos. It was brought to the house of the reish kalusa, v'shtachit b'yontif sheni. And then they shechted it on Yontif Sheni. Now this wasn't Rosh Hashanah. This was 2 regular days Yontif. So the Gemara says, so this is all taking place in the house of the Reish Galusa. Right? What's the case? They caught, somebody did, a tzvi on the first day Yontif. Rashi says it was Nachrim that caught it. And now they shechted it on the second day Yontif. And they served it for the tzaddikim. Rav Nachman and Rav Chizda achlu. Rav Nachman and Rav Chizda were there. They ate from it. No problem. It's kosher. Rav Sheshes lo yachal. Rav Sheshes didn't want to eat. Amar Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said, "My avid leder Rav Sheshes to lo yachal bisra de tavya." It bothers me. What can I do to Rav Sheshes? Rav Sheshes doesn't want to eat this meat. Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said, "Hechi yechal. How can I eat it?" The Tani isi the amri lo isi Tani v'chein hari Rav Yosi oiser shnei yamim tovim shol galiyos. We just had halacha that Rav Yosi treated 2 days of Yontif Shal Galiyos, it's like 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. And just like on Rosh Hashanah, we look at the both days Yontif as if they're Yontif Bivadai. So too, when it comes to Yontif Sheni Shal Galiyos, we also look at the 2 days Yontif as if they're Yontif B'Teiras Vadai. And if that's the case, how could I go ahead and eat it? To the extent that it was captured on Yontif, how could I eat it on Yontif? Meaning, let's take a step back. What was Rav Nachman of Chizda's methodology? Why do they think you could eat it? If you catch something on Yontif, you can't go ahead and eat it on Yontif. You could check it on Yontif. That's Melechus Leichel Nefesh. But say there's something you're not allowed to do. And a guy went ahead and a guy did it. Okay, but he's still not allowed to benefit from something that a guy does for you. So, Lechur, you have a big problem. A guy caught it on Yontif. It's one of the Melechus. He did it for a Yid. You shechted it, but how are you allowed to eat it? The Teretz says they must have held Mamanav Shach. It was caught on the first day Yontif. Now we're eating it on the second day Yontif. If the first day Yontif was Yontif, that's fine. But now I'm eating it on Chayil, so it's not a problem. And if the first day Yontif wasn't Yontif, so it was never caught on Yontif. So Mamanav Shach is okay. On that, Rav Sheshes said, but this Dar Rav Yossi that holds Yoyman Richto in the Mishnah and Erev in the Flamet Hesam et Alf. The Mishnah just says the Chachamim, but the Braisa says it's Rav Yossi. V'chein hoy Rav Yossi Yossi, b'shei yamim tovim shel galiyos. So it's a problem, even on a regular Yontif. So the Gemara said, my Rava. So Rava said, my Kushya, I don't understand what Rav Sheshes Kasha was. Meaning he came to the defense of Rav Nachman or Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda was Rav Shver. Came to the defense of the Shver and of Rav Nachman. He said, I don't understand the question. Dilma Hachi Kamar, V'chein hoy Rav Yossi oiser b'shneyam toivim shol Rosh Hashanah b'goyva. Maybe it's the wrong Gersa. It's not V'chein hoy Rav Yossi oiser b'shneyam toivim shol Goliath. He meant 2 days of Rosh Hashanah b'goyva. So he must say, Hachi shol Goliath b'goyva mi'goyva. He should have said Goyla. Why did he say Goliyos? Yontif Sheni Shal Goliyos sounds like the 2 day Yontif that's only Negei and Chutz Laaretz. Why is the Lashon Goyla better? So Ayin Rashi. Rashi explains it. But the point is that Goliyos, just the word Goliyos, sounds like we're dealing with Yontif Sheni Shal Goliyos. Goyla could be Seivel that maybe we're dealing with Rosh Hashanah. So he said it's the wrong words. I'm Rav Asi. It's Rav Asi right here. But Umay Koshe, I'll tell you, I'll come to the defense of Rav Nachman and Rav Chizda. Duma Hachi Kamer. Maybe this is Rav Yossi meant. V'chein hoy Rav Yossi oisa iser shnei yomim toivim shal Goliyos. Kishnei yomim toivim shal Rosh Hashanah lirabbanan deshar. That's a whole edit. But the point is not the Chen Hai Rabbi Yossi Oyser. No. The Chen Hai Rabbi Yossi that answered on Rosh Hashanah, he held that 2 days Yontif Sholgolius, that's not Rosh Hashanah, is like the 2 days Rosh Hashanah of the Chachamim of Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah. With the point is, it's really going to be Mutter. So Rav Sheshes was coming from a Gerson in the Brisa. The Rabbi Yossi held that even 2 days Yontif are treated like Kedusha Achas. Based on that, you catch it on one day, you can't eat it the next day. I'm a man of Shach. There is no man of Shach. The Chener Rabbi Yossi Yosef, Yontif Shein Sholgolius. The Amiram, Rav Nachman, Rav Chizdei, they had a different Gerson. Because it is different Gerson, that's what they were able to dray out of it. Ashkech Rav Sheshes, Rabbi Bar Shmuel. Amalei told him, Tani Mar Midi B'Kedushos. Do you have anything to say on the topic of Kedushos? Amalei said, yeah, Tonino, I have a braisa. Moidi Rabbi Yossi, b'shnei yomim toivim sholgolius. That Rabbi Yossi was moida b'shnei yomim toivim sholgolius. What does it mean? Not v'chein hoya oyser Rabbi Yossi b'shnei yomim toivim sholgolius. The opposite. Moidi Rabbi Yossi b'shnei yomim toivim sholgolius. A little tricky, this Gemara. Right, it sounds like what Rav Sheshes thought the Gerus in the Brisa was. What was Rav Sheshes' Gerus in the Brisa? V'chein hoy Rabbi Yossi Yosef v'shnei yom toivim sholgolius. We're using the words shnei yom toivim sholgolius. We're not editing it the way Rav Asi and Rav edited it, the way Rav Nachman Rav Chizda we assumed edited it. We're using the words yom toivim shnei sholgolius, but not v'chein hoy Yosef, just the opposite. Moide Rabbi Yossi v'shnei yom toivim sholgolius, which means Rabbi Yossi holds shnei yom toivim sholgolius are treated as two kedushos, which was like Rav Nachman and Rav Chizda. Not like Rav Sheshes. Now Rav Sheshes didn't want to eat, and Rav Nachman was very disappointed. He said, "Ah, vazal chametz Rav Sheshes avil neshasen. I wish I can get him to eat." Nah, Rav Sheshes didn't want to eat. Why? Because he had the girsa v'chein hoya Rav Yossi oyser b'shnei yom toivim sholgolius. It turned out Rav Sheshes just heard a different girsa, and he heard the real girsa was Maid Rav Yossi b'shnei yom toivim sholgolius. Amalei. So he told Rav Sheshes, told Rabbi Bar Shmuel, do me a favor. If you meet Rav Nachman Rav Sheshes, if you meet the Resh Kalusa, loy temelohu. If this sounds familiar, we had this exact exchange. Le'il daf yod aleph amid beis. So he said, loy midi, don't tell them, because it turns out their girsa in the brisa was right, my girsa was wrong, and I don't want to eat. I don't want them to know that I was wrong and they were right. Rav Ashi said, "Didi, Amali, Ameimar." You should know that even though we just mentioned the whole exchange here with Rav Nachman, Rav Chizda, Rav Sheshes, I got Maisa Shahaya Kachaya. Where there was a tzvi, it was captured by Goyim on the first day Yontif, it was brought and shechted on the second day Yontif. Rav Nachman, Rav Chizda were willing to eat, Rav Sheshes wasn't willing to eat. It boils down to Kedusha Achash, Tei Kedushas. It boils down to a machloikis, had to understand the Gersa and the Braisa. Rav Ashi said, "I heard a whole different version of the story. I'll tell you what Ameimar told me." He said the story was a completely different story. It was never captured. It arrived, it showed up. The deer just mamish walked in. But it came from where? It came from outside the tchum. And the issue was something else. There was a tchumin problem. Are you allowed to eat something from outside the tchum or not? Man da achal, savar hababish fil Yisrael zeh mutal Yisrael achar. It was brought from chutz l'tchum for one yid, but that doesn't mean it's going to be also for a different yid. Uman da lo yachal, the one that didn't want to eat it, held savar called the asi the beirish kalusa daiti the kulu rabbanon asi. It was probably brought at daiti the kulu rabbanon. I mean that it was brought at daiti the kulu rabbanon. Even though you're right, if it's brought for one, the halacha is the other one's allowed to eat it. But here it was brought for the reish kalusa, which is if it was brought for reish kalusa always had guests. So it's if it was brought for all the yidden. In other words, a guy brought this deer. A guy brought the deer. Didn't just show up. A guy brought it. But he brought it for the Reish Kalusa. And the Shaila was, do you say, Hababish for Yisrael Zem Mutal Yisrael Achar? That's Rav Nachman Rav Chizda held. He says, no reason we can't eat it. Or do you say that Enochinami, the guy brought it, and he brought it Bishvil the Reish Kalusa, and Rav Nachman Rav Sheshes weren't the Reish Kalusa. Rav Nachman was married into the family of the Reish Kalusa, but he wasn't the Reish Kalusa. But no, if you bring something for the Reish Kalusa, being that they always have guests, it's as if you brought it for everybody. Zokta Gemara. How could you say this is the right version of the story? Wasn't there a whole postscript to the story? The Ashkechei Rav Sheshes, the Rabbi Bar Shmuel, right? V'amalei, he told, he asked him, tell me something about Kedushas, and he told him Rabbi Yossi's halacha, and he said, do me a favor, don't repeat it, let this stay between us. What do you mean? I thought the story never happened. So, you know, you want to tweak the first part of the story, Mamela. But what about the postscript of the story? So the Gemara says, never happened. It's true that they someone had a Messiah of such a story, but one more Gemara. Who lifta the asal mechuzah? There was a turnip that arrived in mechuzah. Nothing, Rava. So Rava came out, Chazi the Kamisha. He saw that the turnips were going bad. This was on Yontif. Shara Rava lemizba mineh. So Rava allowed the oilam to go ahead and buy it. Now you're allowed to buy something on Yontif. So sometimes you're allowed to buy things on Yontif. We saw that in the end of Masech the Shabbos, right? There's certain times Chazal said that you're allowed to buy Perek HaShoyel and Masech the Shabbos. There's an Indian you could buy sometimes on Shabbos. You could buy sometimes as long as you don't mention the price. Nishav of Shabbos, correct? Right, there's an Eitzah. There's a way to maybe make it work. But there was another issue over here. These turnips were cut. They were cut on Yontif. This was the second day Yontif. We probably caught yesterday. So how are you going to be allowed to do this? So the Gemara said, Amar Rava said as follows, it for sure happened yesterday. And as a result, I'm not worried about today. My amrit mi chutz l'tchum asya. What are you going to tell me? That maybe it came from chutz l'tchum. Haba b'shvil Yisrael. Zeh mutal lecha Yisrael lachar. Being that it wasn't brought for these people, the Yidden that are buying it, it's not who it was brought for. So therefore, it's going to be okay. Says the Gemara, the kol shekein hay that died to the nachrim also, meaning being most of the people in Mechuzah weren't Jews. So he said it was brought for the Rav on Nachrim, and therefore it's not an issue. But then the Gemara says Rava had a change of heart, because given the chaza, the kamafshi umaisilu asalu, he saw that people were coming and they started selling their schayra. I mean, they were cutting frisha turnips and they were coming to sell. Oh, there was a demand for turnips, so they showed up. Everybody that had a turnip decided today's a good day to sell it. So it ended up, people were buying turnips that were taka cut on Yontif. Then he already got uncomfortable, so he said, we're going to have to leave it XL. So either way, so today, Daf Lamed Ches was very much a hemshech of Daf Lamed Ches. Again, what was the topic? Yesterday's Daf, we were discussing Yontif HaSamach L'Shabbos. Do you look at it as Kedusha Achas, or do you look at it as Shtei Kedushas? Today we're discussing the 2 days Rosh Hashanah, or 2 days of Yontif. Do you look at it as Kedusha Achas? Do you look at it as Shtei Kedushas? In yesterday's daf it was a Machloikis Reb Lezen, the Chachamim. In today's daf it was a Machloikis Reb Yehudin, the Chachamim, that the Gemara clarified, Man Chachamim, Reb Yoisi, Reb Yoisi, Reb Yoisi. Right, Chachamim, today's daf was very much Reb Yoisi, and we saw the idea of Yoima Richter, and we saw a distinction between Rosh Hashanah and an ordinary 2 day Yontif as it relates to Yoima Richter. Just to come back to one point, you know, yesterday we mentioned that as it relates to treating Yontif Sheni, right? How exactly do you look at a Yontif Sheni Shagali? So we mentioned the Chiddush of the Noida Bihuda. He says it in Erechayim Tinyano Simen Men Ches. He says it in his Slach in Masech Tzbeya Daf Yudzayin Amar Aleph that it's Pasha to him that Yontif Sheni Shal Golias. At the end of the day, one day is Yontif and the other day is really not Yontif. And as a result, every Yontif Sheni is really a little more Kuladig, because to a degree it's viewed as a Safik Yontif. Because really, it's only Misafik. Once upon a time, there was a Safik on both days. Now we have a calendar, so we know which day is the real Yontif. But still, the point is that the whole Yesoid of Yontif Sheni was instituted ala Safik. And even though the Chachamim said that in Chutzar, he's supposed to keep 2 days Yontif, but at the same time, it's really a suffix which day is the real Yontif. And Yehuda said it as a nafgamina. He wanted to say that even though the Gemara is Mavur, you can't make an Erev Tchumen from Yontif L'Shabbos, but to make an Erev Tchumen from one day Yontif to the other day Yontif is not going to be a problem. He says, what are you going to tell me? That it's Kedusha Achas? It's Zichash Day Kedusha. It's Beish and Olda Bezem, Uteris Lezeh. What are you going to tell me? That there's a Hachana problem? He said, Hachana is not either an Ishkos Maman of Shach, it's not Hachana. Only one of the 2 days is Yontif. Hachana is when you're being Mechen a Kinyan Shvisa on Yontif for Shabbos. Either today is Chol, in which case I'm not doing anything, or tomorrow is Chol, in which case I'm not even doing a Kinyan Shvisa. So the Yehuda came with a Maman of Shach and he said it's not a problem. We mentioned yesterday that Rabbi Yosef Shal Natan's in the Shoyal Meshiv, in Madura Tinyana Chelik Beis, Simenayim Beis, it's a very, very long simen. He talks about a lot of lumdis about Yontif Sheni and specifically Erev Tchumen. And he starts off with this Noida Yehuda and he says, Ulefi Anias Daiti Hoyanira Lechayer Bereshus Hashkafa, that I disagree with the Chiddush of the Noida Yehuda. And his point is because the name every time you have a 2 day Yontif, even though ordinarily, really, one of them is Chol. But once Chazal were Mesak in 2 days Yontif, you have no gerech to look at the 2 days Yontif as if one of them is a Safek. You have to treat both days Yontif, but there is Vaday. And he says, Kal v'chomer bizmanenu, we're bikiyim bikviyah deyarcha. And the whole 2 day Yontif is minigab yisayna biyadenu, so today the zikha no Safek. And still, even though we have no Safek, Chazal said you should keep a second day Yontif. So how could you tell me it's mitayr Safek? There's no suffix today. And still you're keeping a second day Yontif. You can tell me it's a snake in the road. What's the suffix? There is no suffix. You, if anything, don't keep Yontif. Chazal said keep Yontif al staminik, so then it's a Vada Yontif. How can you tell me it's a suffix Yontif? That it's a Vada Yontif, it's not a suffix Yontif. Now today's daf shries the Noi de Yehuda. And really, at first glance, you have to understand, you have to be Meshiv for the Shoyal Meshiv, Pashup Pshat. How he's going to give us a Chanetza with
today's daf. And really, today's daf is based on sugis in the beginning of Masechtes Beis. And the truth is, the Shoyl Meishav already addresses it. He says, but obviously, after yesterday's rage, segueing into today's daf, it's clear in today's daf, that 2 days Yontif, right, that was the whole Rabbi Yossi with regards, could you be mafresh, chumas, and maestris on 2 days Yontif and make him a man of shach? What do you mean? If each day is Yontif, then how could you do something like that? So obviously, the night of Yehudas is coming from the Allah, the Beish, he's coming from the sugis in the beginning of Masechtes Beis. He's coming from Erev and Daf Lamed Ches, Daf Lamed Tes. It's very much mashmal like the Noda Behuda. It's very not mashmal like the Shoyl Meishiv. But of course, the Shoyl Meishiv had a teretz to these obvious questions. Ayin Shah. But just one nice kinesh that the Shoyl Meishiv says is, and he shtelsu a Magen Avram that we mention all the time in the raid. And that is, Magen Avram discusses that what happens if someone has a suffix whether he has to bench. He's not sure if he benched. So he has to be chayzu mevarich. Why? Because berachas hamazon is a deraisa, and safik deraisa, you always have to go l'chumra. Says the Magen Avraham, the dimakim to say that maybe when you bench, you should only bench the first three brachas. Hazon, noidelcha, and boinei Yerushalayim. But the fourth bracha, atoiv ha-meitiv, not. Why? Because the Gemara says in Masechtes Brachos that the first three brachas are deraisa. Atoiv ha-meitiv was keneged churban beitar. That the Rabbanim were masakin after churban bayisheni already. So being that, the whole reason you're benching again is because of Sveika Deraisa L'chumra. So good, for the first three brachas is a Sveika Deraisa L'chumra. But for Atayva Meitav, it's a Sveika Derabana L'kula. So L'chur, the Svara would be Naisenes, that over there you should go L'kula. Stating that, says the Magen Avraham, that the halach is you have to go L'chumra. Why? Because if you would go L'chumra on the Deraisas, and L'kula on the Rabbanon, you're being mezalzel in the Derabana. And being that the Deraisa and the Derabanans are coming together, you have to treat the Derabanan with the same chumra as the Deraisa. You have to go to chumra. But when did we speak this out most recently? The Marsham. The Marsham in Chela Gimel, Simen Kuf Pei Ches, to answer the Veltz Kasha, the Mishkan Es Yaakov, the Kasha that Bir Halacha brings in a few places. And that is that according to the Rishonim that the Mechaber brings, that Ho'idna, we have no Rishos Haramz anymore, so why don't we blow Shaif and Rosh Hashanah Shchalias B'Shabbos, Shemi Yavir and Adal Haramz Rishos Haramz. Yeah, once upon a time there was Rishos Haramz. Today it's a Carmelist. So today the Chachamim should have been Oiker, the Gezerah. So said the Marsham, he said, half of a fella, this Magen Avraham, he said that if we would go ahead and we would be Mevatel, the Takana, because it's only a Carmelist, you know what happened? People would be Mezalzel and Carmelist. It's Al Zen Nema, this Magen Avraham. You can't go make a zilzul in a Derabanan. That you're not allowed to do. And if a Derabanan is being juxtaposed against the Deraisa, and you're going to be Machmeh, you're going to be Mekel there, Al Zen Nema, the Magen Avraham. You have to know how far to apply this. But that was the Marsham Echel, Gimel Sumakuf Peches. Says the Shoyle Meshiv, that you want to go ahead and be Mekel on Yontif Sheni Shal Golias, it's not Poshit. Because if you're going to be Machmeh on Yontif Rishon, which is Deraisa, and you're going to be Mekel on Yontif Sheni Derabanan, he says, Al Zen Nema, this Magen Avraham. You're being Mezalzel in the Rabbanon. And if you be mezalzel the Rabbanon, you have no gerech to do that. Now the truth is, when the Chachamim were misakin Yontif Sheni, they made kulos. Legabi meis kechol shavu Rabbanon, there are kulos. Beish and all the Mezamot Teres will say, but it's only a vivayt chachzal and megalitos. But the rega, we have no gilui mefurish from Chazal. He says lani is daiti. You can never be mezalzel in Yontif Sheni, because even if you want to tell me, yeah, but at the end of the day, you have this Magen Avraham. You can't be machmer on Yontif Rishon and be mekel on Yontif Sheni. Hafelafel. That's what the Shoyl Meishiv says in the beginning of Siman Ayin Beis. But yesterday we mentioned a third havana and sugang to the whole idea of Yontif Sheni. And that's from the Chassam Sofer, in his tshuva that he wrote in Tov Kuf Tzadik Aleph, when he was recuperating from his very, very severe illness. His tshuva that he wrote to Reb Shlomo Kluger, he told Reb Shlomo Kluger, Be'etzem, I have no koyach to write a tshuva. And I know it's not even halacha l'maisa, but the only reason I'm doing it is because I see you want this so badly. Amarti, I say the kavod ha-toyra adav. And he wrote a tshuva that was negei Yontif Sheni on Shavuos, a fascinating shiloh. We spoke about it yesterday. But Toich Dvarav, he said an unbelievable punchline, the Karav Li Loimar. I have a hergish that Yontif Sheni has a din deraisa. How could it be a din deraisa? How could it be a deraisa? We're not sure if it's a suffix. Minagavi seinu biyadenu a deraisa. It's like a nedesh shahuda berabim. The nispashet b'kol Yisrael with his halachas and shulchan aruch that there's a layachel devare, and it could be there's a deraisa of a layachel akopana. Maybe the issa deraisa is not the issa malacha, but at the very least it would be a layachel devare. So he says to be mezalzel in yontif sheni chalila to be mezalzel in yontif sheni. He says absolutely not. He says I think it could be as the chomer of a deraisa. Again, not a hilchas yontif the deraisa, but a hilchus nedarim digadai raisa. In the end, he writes, v'herachdi bazek tzas. I was very mairich in this, ki bavoy neseinu a rabin rabu pritzei amenu.
Ka'es hemidu chazoin sheker v'soichakim al yontif beis. Ki minig ba'almohu v'loyavu lahalich b'ikvei chach miYisrael. B'nafshon dibru lo yodav lo yavinu b'chashecho yisalachu. But he said, this is a little bit of kanoyis here in Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, a little bit. But he says that, you see from here, he says there are people that are being mezalzel in yontif sheni, and that's why I feel I have to say this. Yontif sheni is alti kalu b'necho. It could be it's even a question of a deiraisa. So we have the noy de b'Yehuda who saw it as, it's just maybe Yontif, and each day is viewed as a suffix. Maybe today's Yontif, maybe today tomorrow's Yontif. Rabbi Yosef Shaul Natanzin, who said that no, they're both Yontif b'teres vada. Befrat now, where we know when's Yontif and when's not Yontif, and still the Chacham said keep Yontif. So how could you look at it with the kula through the prism of the Rabbanan? He says Befrat, you have the Magen Avram. You're going to be machmer on the first day. You're being mezalzel on the second day. That's a zilzel. That's like saying over the first three brachas when you have a suffix, but not saying over the fourth bracha. Then we have the Chassam Sofer who says it's the Deiraisa. Maybe not a Hilchas Yontif Digger Deiraisa, but a Hilchas Nedarim Digger Deiraisa. And if someone's Mechal Yontif Sheni, maybe he's not over Leisasa Kol Malacha Ato Vintcho Avidecha, but at the very least, maybe he will be over Leyachel Devare.